to tell us her app of the week this week. We have a caller on the line. Claire Lateo joins us from London. Hi, Claire.
Thank you.
Hi, Claire. How did you become interested in the show? What made you start to listen?
I'm always interested in anything to do with IT because I'm visually impaired, and I have macular degeneration. So anything that makes my life as a visually impaired listener easy, I'm very interested in those kind of podcasts.
Of course. Absolutely right, Claire, but that's enough of that. Who's your favourite presenter on Tech Talk? That's the important question.
I'm going to be fair. All three of you make a brilliant show.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's what we like to hear. Thank you very much.
She means me.
And I listen every week.
That's great, Claire.
It is great you're listening, Claire. Now, you've come on to tell us about your app of the week, and you've found an app that you want to tell the world about.
Yes, so WhatsApp is a free messaging app. It is free. There are no fees, no subscriptions, and you don't even have to log in. It works across all platforms. I use it on an Android device, though my friends use it on an iPhone. It can also be used on the BlackBerry, Windows, Nokia, or Symbian phone. I use it mainly to text messages and make voice calls, though you can also use it to send photos and voice messages. A few months ago, I made a couple of local calls, and because I lost track of time, my mobile provider charged me £75 with WhatsApp. The calls would have been free. The app uses the mobile phone's phone number and uses the phone's internet connection, including Wi-Fi. It accesses the address book and creates its own contact list and lists all the friends who use WhatsApp. It's very simple to use. All you need to do is double click on your friend's name, locate the edit box, which is towards the end of the page, double tap your message, locate the send button, press, and that's really all that there is to it.
That sounds really good. Yeah, that sounds really good. And what's interesting, you said you're using Android, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And it's fully accessible?
It is, yes, very accessible.
And you're getting the same reports for people who use the iPhone as well?
Yes. My friends who use it on the iPhone are sighted people, so they're able to use it. I've also got the app on an iPhone, though I don't use iPhone a great deal, simply because I tend to use Android phone more.
Yeah, I have friends who use VoiceOver on an iPhone who have WhatsApp. So that's, interesting that it works across all devices.
Yes.
Well, that's a huge selling point of WhatsApp, of course. It's cross-platform. I mean, it's huge. There's millions and millions of people that use it all across the world. And like you say, Claire, you've got the you can make voice calls, you can send text messages. You can even send little voice recordings. I use it a lot for that. You can create groups with it.
Yes.
The one down point that I find that people are slightly reluctant to use it for is that you do have to give your telephone number out.
That's
a minor niggle, I think.
It is, yes. And especially, as I say, previously I spent £75 on two calls, with WhatsApp,
it's free. That is insane.
And I'm all free.
I actually used it the other day to call someone in America. And it was, like I say, the call quality was fantastic and it was absolutely free. So you can't beat that.
Yes.
Thank you, Claire, very much for coming on to tell us about WhatsApp, because I think that will generate some interest from listeners. It's definitely one of the apps that, is being, as Sean says, used by loads of people around the world now with Android and iOS and BlackBerry devices. That's really great. Thanks very much for doing that.
Well, thank you for having me on your show, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Claire.
Thanks, Claire.
I'm off to find out who's still using BlackBerry. Okay, thank you, Claire, for getting in touch. Good to hear from you.